About 50 years ago, Karen and I made our first foray into Mexico, along with my brother and his buddy, in a 62 Chevy Impala we weren't sure we would get back with. Gringos on a road trip, drinking too much cervezas, slept on the side of a road in sleeping bags hastily thrown down near the car and the Gila monsters, then woke up to find we were camping in Tijuana. We didn't last long in old Mexico. Even though we were young and poor, we encountered real poverty. Made us feel like, ugly Americans. Larking around while the folks who lived there saw us as privileged and rich. Which we were, comparatively. And we didn't much relish the comparison. I know folks who go to Cabo, Puerto Vallarta, Veracruz, stay at the gated resorts, venturing out to see the temples or the ocean, maybe buy some trinkets in the local ciudades, but mostly hang out poolside and dine at the restaurants inside the compound. The weather's nice, the staff impeccably polite, the narco traffickers not an immediate threat. It's a perfect colonial vacation. Today I took a short trip up the coast along Chuckanut, our miniature Big Sur, and finally arrived at Bellingham, where I wandered downtown, ate a quesadilla at a tequila bar, and noticed the alleys crowded with the homeless and the runaways. Everywhere I go off our little island enclave, this is what I find. Makeshift tents, shopping carts with all worldly possessions, food banks lined up with people in need. There are wealthy people in Mexico, in India, in China, and here too, who rarely share the plenty. Kids scavenge in the dumps. Families live in makeshift shelters. The rich give themselves tax breaks and harden their hearts. I may never go to Tijuana again so long as I live, but Tijuana is coming here. I'm not that poor, young, ugly American anymore. I'm the older version.